Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Rakah, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The last few weeks, there's been the Winter Olympics on TV. Did any of you watch any of the Olympics? Yeah. And it was really exciting last Sunday because our women's team first, then our men's hockey team won the gold medal. And there was a big rivalry with the United States hockey team, with the Canadian hockey team. But it's okay to have a rival in sports because it's just a sports game and we move on with our lives. But our gospel here is teaching us something far greater, that in life, sometimes we're going to have relationships that can be difficult. Sometimes we're going to be angry at a friend. Sometimes somebody that we love is going to say something to us that hurts. And what Jesus is telling us in this gospel today is, if you want to follow him, we must strive to forgive people always. Now, is forgiving people easy to do, boys and girls? Sometimes it's very hard to do. But our gospel is challenging us today that if we want to follow Jesus to heaven, we must first forgive here on earth. So today, Jesus is challenging all of us to love people more. So who is Jesus asking you to forgive or to love just a little bit more today? Let's just bow our heads right. You don't need to raise your hand and tell me who you need to forgive, okay? You can tell me in confession. So let's bow our heads right now. And let's think of one person in your life that you really are struggling to love and forgive right now. And let's pray for that person and ask God to give us the grace to forgive and to love.